I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I fear they poisoned Ivy. Nothing. Nothing too soon.
That hilarious.
That was the line.
Ivy's going through it.
Yeah, Ivy is going through it. I can't not love Clayface. That is so real.
He is amazing.
He steals the moment.
He emerged as like my fave character.
And the little things. Food preparation. What does that even mean? Like the little things that they slide in there. Just brilliant. Of course, when we say there, we mean here. DC's Harley Quinn, Season 1, Episode 11. Harley Quinn Highway. Who thought of that highway? That is the most elaborate highway of them
Harley,
all.
Clearly. It's very
I know. It's something that Chauncey would have thought of. And if you don't know Chauncey, she is to my left. We are the glorious panel that includes Chauncey and Tatiana and of myself, of course. I love that simultaneous wave. That's a team.
Well, we didn't want to be like, hi, like this is too much. So we
that was a bit too much. Yeah. That extra arm, that almost stiffed arm.
Just wanted Chauncey. To show you. Sorry.
I got it.
So if I had to choose which one was Harley Quinn between the two of you.
Didn't we have this discussion?
Clearly, it would be.
I'm not Harley Quinn. I don't think I'm Harley Quinn.
It would be Chauncey. of course you don't think you're Harley Quinn.
I don't think I'm
of
Harley
course
Quinn.
You don't think you're Harley Quinn. It would be Chauncey. Right after that, it's got to be Charlie. Chauncey, we're going to be talking DC's Harley Quinn, Season 1, Episode 11, Harley Quinn Highway. We're going to break it down as thus. The crew is back together, or are they really rescuing Ivy? That creepy mansion, what is Ivy's biggest fear? It's not what we think, but it is. Trans changer, more than meets the eye. Harley Quinn Highway, monster trees, and more. And of course, we're going to have our special segment, How Harley Are You? Where we choose a moment in the episode which reminds you of me, or reminds me of you, or reminds us of it. And we do have some news and gossip. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, we'd love to have predictions, but with this kind of show, predictions are quite impossible. I mean, monster trees. If you have predicted monster trees.
No.
Yeah.
What were your overall thoughts on this week's episode?
I thought it was nice to see the vulnerability. I really love Harley and Ivy's relationship. It's what makes the show, essentially. So I love that we're diving deeper into that, especially going into Ivy's mind.
And as a mother of four children, would you
like how you slipped that in?
Ever let your children watch this show?
No.
Because I can only imagine how many people are letting their children watch this show thinking it's a cartoon.
I mean, my daughter saw what I was watching when I started watching it, and she was like, oh, we can watch this together. And I said, oh, no. It's
no,
not
no.
for kids.
No,
and she
no.
was like, but it's a cartoon. And I was like, no, some cartoons are only for adults.
No, okay, so yeah. now your daughter thinks you're watching child cartoon porny
by
stuff.
Myself.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Chauncey,
what
was your overall thought on this episode?
I liked it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's
I don't
like,
feel like I was sold on the I liked it.
I mean, I thought, I felt like they've had better episodes, but this one really focused, we got some throwbacks to the Harley Quinn Highway, which was established a couple episodes back.
And it was just a nod,
so it's a
too.
Nice it's a nice, nod. And then, I thought some of the, plot line being discussed while the chase was going on. I've seen it before. We've seen it before. But it worked, considering. I did like what you said about the idea of the Ivy and Harley Quinn relationship. And I thought in this instance, it was nice to see a bit more about Ivy, because up to this point, it's a Harley Quinn series, but, Ivy's been this really solid rock for Harley. And I think it was nice to kind of see her vulnerability and like just what's going on inside of her head. And why is she so much a cheerleader for Harley? Why is she, wanting to have this connection with this fellow person?
Well, did they address that in the very beginning where they said that Harley basically helped Ivy? When she was as a therapist?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
But the concept of what, because Ivy does come off so strong, it was actually almost shocking to see her have such a tumultuous relationship with her father. It would have made just sense if Ivy was the way she was simply because of her connection to plants and
tree
life.
Yeah, to the environment.
And to the environment. But no, what they did was they brought in a father who was like, I thought you'd have at least one friend here.
Yeah, that was so sad. No one showed up to her.
Didn't believe anyone would come. I guess she was like terrible. So strong.
Which kind of connects to why Ivy is so connected to plants, right? Because plants have never done her dirty. It's been humans most of her life. And humans do plants dirty and animals dirty and everyone dirty because humans kind of suck sometimes.
Maybe you're just Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
Maybe she's just Poison Ivy.
I love animals more than I like people more than...
You're clearly an arch villain. You are not... Okay, that is... Who hurt you? So then...
Humans. No. So then... I got three cats. None of them ever hurt me.
There you go.
I was a fan of this episode.
Was it your favorite?
It's not my favorite. Okay. However, I liked it a lot. What I did not like was the Harley Quinn highway scene taking so long.
That's what I meant. It dragged out. It was almost,
and they didn't even have their typical filler conversations that were strong enough for it to have taken that long.
Yeah.
Now, I understand why they needed to get from point A to point B on the highway. Mm-hmm. However, if they had thrown in more zingers as it was going along, then maybe it would have been a lot more entertaining, at least. Because other than that, it was kind of pointless. They could have shortened this episode by 4 minutes, easy.
Mm-hmm. What would have been the fun in that, though?
I just didn't feel like it. They stretched it out with the Harley Quinn highway. Not that the highway itself was not fun. Not that the idea of the highway wasn't fun. But we went around the loop, and then we fell, and then we came back, and then it was just like on. It was just too much. However, before that, I thought it was great. They brought up, and as they always do, the little social commentary, gun control, insurance, yes. Recycling, things like that. That was just brilliant. Once again, all this brilliant things happening, and so... I guess I'm so used to it being a continuously brilliant episode that when there are moments that lag, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, our stakes, our you know, expectations are really
of
high.
The people that we really just count on that hurt you.
Anyway, which really just means that when it's this low, that means it's like better than regular shows.
Still way better than regular.
Better than regular shows, but it's not on the caliber that we've been used to. I think. At least that's how I feel about it.
I think every season has one of those like filler episodes.
Yeah.
This could be that. This is the filler episode.
Yeah, and we haven't seen that so much from this show. Even though we've seen, but it's not just that it was filler. The entire show, let's be very honest, is filler, right? So this isn't DC fodder the way a Justice League cartoon would be or the Young Justice cartoon would be or the Superman or the Batman anime series where none of these things are part of this collective world which we've created for DC. This is clearly outside of its own domain and... It's not taking itself seriously. It's parodying everything. So we all understand that. However, what we expected from it was this very creative script, this creative conversation back and forth between all the characters. And we did not get that for the last 5 minutes, I would say. And yeah. That's what my problem was. Now,
but maybe it was also because they were mad at Harley. So, you know, there's a little bit of that tension there, too, because up to that point, they felt like they had basically been abandoned by this person they had thrown so much loyalty behind. So, I mean, it's not going to... I mean, because their banter kind of comes off as like family, right? So if the family is kind of in disarray at that moment, maybe they're just not going to be so easy to like go back into their regular roles.
Or maybe they just didn't write a good script
trying to think of it plot line wise, not the writing. I did like, his name escapes me, right? But like the whole Transformer thing.
Yeah,
with the old guy. And like, oh my God, Borg. That was so like gross. And they just like focused on it so long with his like limbs coming out of each other with the blood.
Remember, like in the 80s, a toy company came out with an idea. CIA took notice.
Yeah.
And the Transformers, I'm a trans changer. You know, just funny, especially given the history of Transformer and how Transformer went to Marvel and that whole conversation. So, crew back. The crew is back together. We get, obviously, after last week we saw that Harley wasn't, people weren't a fan of Harley. Harley seemed to abandon her team. Her team has moved on. What were your thoughts on the crew getting back together?
I mean, there's still some scars there.
100%.
But it, like she was saying, to piggyback off of the whole family thing, a family is family. Like, no matter what you do, you might hate each other at the end of the day, but you come back and your family.
Yeah, yeah, you have four kids. So,
and I think it took them to know that Ivy was in trouble, which once again shows just because Ivy isn't always part of their like harebrained schemes when they go out, that she's very much a solid role in that family unit that they had, to the point where it was like, oh yeah, Ivy's the one in trouble. We need to help save her. Because they weren't going to do it if it was just Harley. And they told her that. It was like, if it was just you, we wouldn't be helping you right now. But because Ivy is the one in trouble, we will do this.
But I bet you they would have. I know maybe they say begrudgingly. It, but I bet you they would have.
But you know what? Lead with your thesis statement.
Right?
That was the guy. Lead with your thesis statement.
Well, you should have started with that.
Started with this. Because she gave the speech, which was kind of tough. Yeah. And then they were like, yeah, no, we're not going
to. Still now.
I loved how, this is what I mean about Clayface, where the Riddler.
Oh, that was oh my
that was classic.
Part.
Riddler trying to give the thing, and then Clayface keeps stepping on his lines, and then going, "Well, maybe you should say it like this."
And then he gets him really angry. He's like, "Yes, this guy. This is the guy that you should be talking to."
I'm like, oh, "This is the guy I should be giving the." And he's like, "The bombs in the wharf. Just go get it."
He's like, "I don't care."
And I take Ivy. Ivy, so take him back. Take him back. We don't want.
I don't want this guy's my interest.
Yeah. I mean, the crew's back together. They are reluctantly back together, right, Tati? So what, when you say they have scars, like, how would you have reacted in this situation? Remember, you feel like Harley betrayed you. Would you have helped Harley, or was Ivy the reason you would have needed?
I think Ivy would be the reason that I would have needed. I don't think that I would go so far as to say that I would let something happen to Harley. I might leave her suspended for a little bit, but in the end I would still go, because I would feel like that was the right thing to do, even if you're a villain, you know.
You still do the right thing. Yeah, because you're not Chauncey would have just left
Chauncey Harley. I believe in you.
You know, helped Ivy for sure.
I helped Ivy.
But
we're talking about Harley. No. Exactly. See, I told you. See, that's who it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But what about everything that you've already been through? Like, the whole crew has already been through so much.
But she's not in peril. She's not about to die. I can leave her to hang for a bit.
See, you guys do. But so they go to rescue Ivy. They go to rescue Ivy and the whole crew, including Cy, who didn't realize he wasn't a part of the team, goes to rescue Ivy. And she's trapped in this facility where she's poisoned. Yeah. I of course, love the part where it's like, poisons don't work on me. That's kind of my thing. And it's like, no, we created a poison that specifically works on you. Goes in, and of course, these are shoot to kill people. The old guy gets out and asks for directions. Like, excuse me, I'm trying.
They're all like, done.
They just tear him out. So we get the crew, and of course, Cy comes up with a hot dog pretzel wrapped.
Which worked.
Hot dog, which worked.
It's like, it worked.
Wait.
We all wanted pretzel hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I've never even had one
and
of those.
That's why he's a part of the crew.
Yeah. Yes. And he gets it, and they get it.
I mean, he used to be an agent, right? A war criminal and all that stuff. So he knows. I mean, he's old and he gets distracted, but he knows how to infiltrate things.
If anything, they should pump him for information.
I mean, he knows everything. I feel like there's a lot he knows.
Yeah.
He has a lot of secrets. And my thing is with Ivy, even though clearly Ivy needed rescuing, what I really liked is when they first walked in and they're like, well, without any plants around, she's just a girl. She's like, yeah, but I have my two hands.
Exactly.
And then just dismantles all of them. Yes. Until Scarface, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I appreciated that too, because it did.
Scarecrow.
It doesn't lean so much on the idea that Ivy is just the idea that she can, like,
use her powers.
Yes, use powers.
She's also just a kick-ass woman.
Yeah,
she is. She is a kick-ass woman. So, she's so kick-ass, when we go in her head, we see her mind, and there's this creepy mansion there in her mind. They go in the way they went to Harley, and Harley knocks her out. And then Dr. Psycho's like, no, we didn't have to do that. You just happened to be knocked out.
Yes. Oh my
God. You just basically punch your friend in the face. So they go in her mind, and of course it's dark and gloomy and everything. And your favorite guy's there. Being the mystical
Kite Man.
No, not Kite Man. Oh, our plant.
Frank.
Frank is your favorite.
Frank. Yeah. Frank is one of my favorite. But Kite Man made all the
Kite Man became your favorite guy.
Well, how could he not?
Yeah, I ship him. I ship them too. Yeah, and it was Kite Man.
Kite Man, why is Kite Man there? Why is Kite
Man? Because
I know. I'm just saying. Harley had no idea. Why is Kite Man? Here we get the Frank is just telling them where to go. I need the magic. It's like the creepy mansion. We see the dad, but we also see Harley. Ivy's biggest fear.
Yeah. That ends up being Harley Quinn.
Yeah, why?
And that kind of threw me off a little bit because I was just like, why? I mean, of course you can just infer that maybe it has to do with because she's one of the closest people to her, she's one of the people that can hurt her the most, sure. Which is true in real life, right? Like the person Absolutely. Closest to you has the most power to hurt you.
Because you're most vulnerable.
Yeah, because you're most vulnerable with because you let them in the most as opposed to like some person you don't like and they hurt you. It's like, whatever, I don't care, you know? So I kind of got it after they started talking about it during the highway chase and everything. But at first I was like, that's a little anticlimactic. I was hoping it'd be someone I didn't see, but I got it.
Well,
I'm kind of curious to know why. I guess I could understand why Kite Man wouldn't be there as well. But you know, if she's dating Kite Man, they're gonna be. She's eventually gonna be vulnerable with him. In fact, she already has a little bit.
Well,
so.
But look how long it's taken. Like Kite Man, we've seen him chip away, right? We've seen Kite Man kind of have to chip away, and so the biggest thing is actually that Harley saw Kite Man in her mind and is like, why is he here? But you know, Harley's in the dark about that, and I think she's the only one, but
yeah,
clearly in the dark. So the concept is. Pamela Ivy is finally allowing myself to count on someone and they ditch me is her biggest fear. And that is exactly what Harley did two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Right. So we get that biggest fear. We get my biggest fear would be Harley Quinn Highway. That would be my biggest fear is getting on this highway. It would be frightening. It's got a loop.
It's like a roller coaster.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
It would be fun.
It would be
no kids in the car. Horrible. It would be fun.
It's impractical. they made taxpayers, and they even said the sign like, "This is a great highway." Said no one, you know, or whatever. And then you know her statue and what Harley did was she actually had to blow up her statue's head,
which was very symbolic.
Symbolic, you know, her ego or whatever it was. Like, I'm sorry, and she apologizes. You know, she's still like, why am I your biggest fear? Finally, Ivy comes clean, and then she basically stops Scarecrow by blowing up her own head. That was symbolic,
Or at least we think, yeah.
Yeah. But then, clearly didn't stop Scarecrow because he takes the truck into the river, and immediately it sprays everyone, and then monster trees grow up.
Yep.
And are attacking people. And that scene with the guy who's like, I left my wife now. It's finally us. And she gets eaten. He's like, oh, crap.
I thought he was going to call his wife.
It's just a brilliant show.
change of plans.
Dang it.
It's just a good show. Any other little tidbits you guys want to talk about this episode? I mean, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it was one of the more straightforward episodes. It's everything. Let's get into our special segment, How Harley Are You? What part of this episode reminded you of you, Tati?
Definitely the vulnerability. Thank you. Yeah. Vulnerability part.
Yeah. Sure.
And you were vulnerable saying that.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much. Don't judge me, guys.
I did.
This definitely, of course you would. It's definitely that part, getting close to somebody enough that you let down your entire guard. That's the person you're most afraid of. And you have to be that way with at least somebody, you know? And that, of course, I get how that would be your biggest fear.
Chauncey?
I feel like I've gone back and forth between Clayface and Riddler when it comes to just the, you know, you're doing something and someone's like I won't say backdooring because that's not the word.
You know what? I think that's the word. No. I think it's backdoor. No, I'm pretty sure it's backdoor.
That is the question.
I'm pretty sure.
What are you doing? Backdoor?
That was my question.
No, you always get mad. I get it. You're backdooring. Now we know who hurt you.
He is Clayface in this exact moment.
Start something new.
Backdooring. I'm not backdooring you. I'll tell you that.
No, you are not.
I'm not.
Never.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's not what I would ever do. I would let you be you. Mine, of course, will have to be Joker. Yes. We will be back. Where can people find you if you want to be found?
I'm at Tatiana Marisa at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms.
Rotten Tomato, Chauncey, where can people find
you? Rotten Tomatoes, and you can find my film and TV reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, at I Am Teron all across the board, and find me hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows. All of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows, too. Until next week, we're going to be talking way more DC's Harley Quinn. This is such a fun show. We're a fun panel. Come back. We'll see you. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.